they immediately, without Kafa Kela, without Chibuta Kever, without Gehenem, without any cleansing, they immediately put him into the highest Madriga of Gan Eden. When he's alle der Rebbe, when he's alle Madriga El Yono, he became on such a high Madriga, be Yoser. The Toma Rabin also, the Rebbe saw what happened to his neshama. They put him to the highest Madriga in Gan Eden. The Rebbe couldn't understand in what schus, how come this ordinary person, a businessman, should reach, should be able to be put to such a high Madriga. Achaken is Yashef Loi. Afterwards, the Altrebbe found the answer. Omar and the Altrebbe said, Kizocha lezeh. Why did this person merit to be able to go to such a high madrege in Gan Eden? Neshoila levush gevoyim. His garments were tremendously pure, holy, pure garments, very high garments. Kiyoisha hu hoya boki betere be mishne balpe. This person knew Teire or Mishnas, Balpeh, and continuously, whenever he had a spare time, Behol's man Ponim Asokov, Chozer Aleim, continuously, he used to recite Teire, Tilim, or Mishnayas, and the Altrebbe says, Dibur Machshove, in Dibur Machshove, and the Altrebbe says, these Dibur Machshove are very special garments. These garments can elevate a person to such a level. This complete, for example, a person is a neshama, let's say, from the Olam Asiyah. Through the garments, he can be elevated to Olam Yetzirah, to Olam Yebriyah, to Olam Atzilus, to the highest madrigas. Musa Klal. And then the Friedrich Rebbe explains on the basis of this Alter Rebbe that the garments are such a powerful thing, can elevate a person to a level which is completely out of proportion to the essence of this person. Then the Rebbe goes in, Lochen, a person should be very careful, since garments have this power, a person should be very, very careful about his gashmi garments, because he can pull him down just like he can push you up, propel to such high madrege, Rachmon Letzlon garments, if they're not kosher garments. And everybody knows what I mean by not kosher garments. So Mele, the Rebbe says, just like it can pull you up to such high madrege, can push you down, 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 Rachmonson, very low. This is what the Friedrich Rebbe says. Let me tell you also briefly what the Rebbe Shab says. Begodim Gashmim, as they come from Chatez Adas, they have the power, just like Chatez Adas can be, Toif or Ra. And therefore, anybody indulges that always has to have the most fashionable Vahidur, Vahidur. If a person will indulge in dafkin garments, have to be the latest fashion. Let alone, not only latest fashion. If they're not kosher v'yosher, Rachmon Etzlon, the garments are not sneers dik. So the Friedrich Rebbe says, Moiridus a nefesh me'oid Rachmon Etzlon, lowers the person. You can say it's only just a little neckline, or a little maise. So the Rebbe says, if Chas V'Sholom, these garments are not the way they should be, Moiritas a nefesh me'oit Rachmonet Etzlon. Ki Yedua, and the Rebbe continues, Ki Yedua, the Taive Sabegodim, the Taive, the Yitzhar for garments, grew are much worse, Harbe Yosim mit Taive Achil V'Shtiye. Some people are not so careful about Achil V'Shtiye, is also terrible. But the Rebbe says, the Inyan Chas V'Sholom, people don't wear the proper kosher tzniyazdike garments. Grew a harbe yoser, much worse than the tayves from achil v'shtiye, the food. The yeser hore, the tayve for it, is much, much more stronger, more potent. The giyam oid benafshay, it touches very deep, it contaminates, pollutes the nefesh, rachmon etzlon, very deep. But come on, then you can look it up, the whole mimer there. On the then, there are, just let me conclude what the Friedrich Rebbe Shab concludes. Kamosh Nagela Inyan Habegodim, and everything is in balance. How much a person is Chas V'Sholom not careful about the Begodim, but Taino can rejoice these non kosher garments. Commensurate to the same proportion, misrachik mehergesh toiv lerkus. This person becomes distant and further away from having any feeling for